This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. If you do, put in the promo code Quest and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of PlayStation, we have a little bit of movie news again, and we have some Xbox news as well. But we begin today with WCCF Tech because Ubisoft has been responding to some reports of abuse within the Assassin's Creed Shadows studio. And there has been some mental and physical abuse at the Indonesian studio called Brandeville, and they were providing assistance to the development of the Assassin's Creed Shadows before the studio was closed in August last year. Ubisoft did finally give a response to the report that was given, and the report was released by People Make Games and was focused on Krista Sidney, who did work at the company from 2014 to 2019. And she did say that she did have some experiences upon all the abuses by Guan Cherry Lai, which is the wife of the Brandeville CEO, Ken Lai. Now, that report was released on the People Makes Games YouTube channel, and she did actually give Ubisoft's statement on that channel. Now, it is unclear on whether or not Ubisoft did reach out to the impacted employees, but they did say, quote, "We are deeply disturbed by the recent reports surrounding Brandeville Studios. We strongly condemn all forms of abuse, and our thoughts are with the affected employees." Now, this isn't the first time that Brandeville Studios did come under fire, because in 2021, there was a report on crunch culture and the industry's reliance on outsourcing. We shall see if there's any more on this story. But they're not the only ones in trouble here. Pure Xbox did say that Game Pass lost about 80% of sales on Xbox. Now, there was a bit of a Q&A session from the former GameIndustry.biz reporter Chris Dring, and Chris did share some of the details on how Xbox Game Pass is hurting the game sales, because Dring did say that the, quote, "games that are in Game Pass can expect to lose around 80% of expected premium sales on Xbox," end quote. But he also said that if the games are on multiple platforms, it could be beneficial because there could be a surge of players on Xbox and there could be a strong impact on sales for PlayStation. And that was just an example that Chris gave. But Chris did also say that even though Xbox could expect about 80% of a decrease in sales, that will be because of how Hellblade 2 did chart and how the performance of some of the Xbox titles did have last year. So what could Xbox do to remedy that? Well, according to GameSpot, Microsoft wants to bring Game Pass and some of the other Xbox games to both Windows and handheld PCs. Now, we're going back to CES because the Microsoft VP, Jason Ronald, did look at the user experience for Windows handheld gaming PCs, and they were talking about the operating system for the PCs, Windows 11, and how that would allow for more choices like Steam, Epic Game Store, and other marketplaces. So he did do some talking. Quote, "We've been really innovating for a long time in the console space. And as we partner across the industry, it's really about how we do bring those innovations that we've incubated and developed in the console space and bring them to PC and bring them to the handheld gaming space. I would say it's bringing the best of Xbox and Windows together because we have spent the last 20 years building a world-class operating system, but it's really locked to the console. What we're doing is we're really focused on how do we bring those experiences to both players and developers to the broader Windows ecosystem." So, there they were talking at CES. Now, yesterday for PlayStation, we did say that the PlayStation Essential lineup did show up, and you already know those three. But just as a reminder, it's Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit Remastered via PlayStationLifestyle.net, The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe, and Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. But according to the store, there are more games coming to the store, and I'll just give a few, such as 3-in-1 or the 5-in-1 Christmas Collection, both of them, Color Sweeper 2, Swiper 2, I'm sorry, Golf Up, Masters of Light, it was all in bold, Sector Beam, Truck Simulator 25, American Driver, and Zombie Blocks, Pixel Shooter Gun. So all those are coming. Oh, if you watched Arcane, one of the characters within Arcane, Mel, will make her debut in League of Legends' next patch, and the players can get her for free. Dot Esports said it all. And she will be known as the Chosen of the Wolf, Mel, and she will be a free playable champion in the upcoming patch. Maybe the next patch, we'll see. Now, Mel Madeira was one of the main characters in the show Arcane, and she made her grand entrance in that show. And those that watched it, like me, really did enjoy that show and what she did on that show. So if you want to know about the abilities, if you're a League of Legends player, you might enjoy what she does. But to go with that, Eurogamer said that there was a 5-minute animated show or cinematic that did showcase Mel. So if you are intrigued in that, and as well you should be, if you're a League of Legends player, go check out the video and go check out that character. All looks really good. If you haven't seen Arcane, go do that too. Seriously. But going from shows to movies, Shadow of the Colossus film is still in the works? Eurogamer did say it, because the director of The Flash, Andreas Moschitti, did say that he still has plans for Shadow of Colossus. Now, this has been 10 years in the making, but he picked it up because one of the former directors left for Star Wars in 2014. So, why does Moschitti want this? Well, he said, quote, "I'm not a big gamer, but Shadow of the Colossus seems to me a masterpiece, and I played it several times. The film has been in development for 10 years now, and now the possibility of making it is opening up." Further quote, "Shadow of the Colossus is a cult game, but to make a good film, there's a studio that pulls the numbers and says how much it's worth to give the director. 200 million, 150 million, 100 million. There are different versions of the film, obviously, and I want them to give me 200 million, but this is another factor to take into account. There is hope. There is hope. And if you were hoping for this game to come over to PlayStation 5 and Switch, well, you're in luck. Gidmatsu.com did say that Tiny Terry's Turbo Trip is coming to PlayStation 5 and Switch on February 13th. So, if you want to go check that out, go do it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.